Welcome to the happiest podcast on earth.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of the happiest podcast on earth. We're back. Mark and Mel were with you last week. We've got some of the original cast back. It's going to be a fun one. It's going to be a Hunter's Game Day. It's been a while. I don't even remember what the last Hunter's Game Day was. Oh, yeah. It was AJ versus Andrew and the bloodbath that ensued.
The absolute bloodbath. Thankfully, yeah. I made it out somewhat alive because here I am today.
Yeah. We had cheating confessions. We had just absolute horrible gameplay. I had a lot of hopes for that episode. But anyways, go back and listen if you want to experience it. I'm here today with three contestants. Contestant number one. I think he's one of the best at game days to ever live, but he still hasn't lived up to his full potential. Corey Benty.
Oh, gosh. There he is. What am I getting myself into tonight? Why did I agree to come on?
It'll be all right.
I was just doing some homework in the studio, and you got me, man. Gosh.
Yep. Contestant number two. She once rose to the top of the game day ranks before cheating allegations have completely just, I don't know what you could say, just destroyed her reputation. She's basically the Pete Rose of game days. Welcome, AJ Mulholland.
Who's Pete Rose?
He got banned from baseball for cheating.
I'll have to
betting,
look him up.
Actually, but yeah. Who knows? At this rate, you're probably betting on yourself and all these things and throwing.
Probably. I mean, how else do you think I'm making my money? Hello, everyone.
Maybe. And the third and final contestant, the basically polar opposite of anyone who would cheat on a game day, I would think, unless he's fooled us all, it is Nick Foster.
No fooling here. Hola.
That's something someone trying to fool would say. But anyways, it's a game day today. But first, we'll go around the room. Nick, I know you've got some updates. It's been a while since a lot of us have been here. I think I've been out for like 3 weeks. So yeah, let's go around the room.
Yeah, I have been gone for a couple of weeks. And as most of you guys know, we had quite the week during our spring break. We started on a Disney cruise. We were on the Wish, had an incredible time on the Wish. I cannot recommend that ship enough. Okay, so obviously Nick is Mr. Positive. I always have positive things to say about everything. I have seen a lot of criticism of the Wish, and I've got to say, I don't understand it. Like, that ship was so much fun. The boys had an absolute blast. I think that affects my like Disney experiences as well. I'm watching them experience everything, and I'm like living vicariously through them, which makes everything so much fun. So I do understand, you know, some of the adult only areas, people have like critiques on that. I get what they're saying about that, but you know, we went as a family and had a blast. We're going to talk a lot more about the Wish and Disney cruises in general on a special Patreon episode that we're actually recording tonight, AJ and I are. So stay tuned for that. All of our Patreon members, we're going to answer you guys' questions that you've submitted. So be ready. We're pumped. We're excited to talk about Disney cruises. If I had the opportunity to go back on a cruise tomorrow, I'd go in a heartbeat. They're just amazing. So, and then also we got back. So our Disney cruise was a Friday to Monday. We got back from the cruise on Monday and then flew to LA on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. and started at Disneyland.
Good.
Which was wildly exhausting, but a lot of fun. Disneyland was a blast. We had a great time. It was a little bit of a bummer because the first day we were there, it rained literally all day long. LA's been getting some like nasty weather this winter. So that was a little bit of a bummer, but also we're Floridians, so we're pretty used to like theme parks and rain. So we managed. The only bummer is that like we live local to the Walt Disney World theme parks. And when you're local and your shoes get soaked, it's not a big deal because you don't need them the next day. But when you're on vacation and you're in a hotel room and the kids' shoes are soaked the next day, you're like, oh, what do we do about this? So, and it wasn't like we could go in like sandals much because it was actually cold. So that was interesting to navigate. But Disneyland was a blast. It was the boys' first time out there, Francie's first time out there. DCA is such a special place. It's one of my favorite Disney theme parks. Got to see the new, well, we didn't get to see the new fireworks show. We got to see the new projection show at Disneyland and also the new World of Color. Both of those were fantastic. But yeah, I've got a lot more to say about Disneyland. Nick Lee and I are going to record a Patreon episode soon about Disneyland and answer you guys' questions on that. So stay tuned. Keep an eye on all of our socials for the question box to submit your Disneyland questions. Yeah, that was a lot, but the trip was a lot. The vacation was a lot, but we had an absolute blast, and I wish I could relive that week over again. So,
very nice, very nice. A lot of episodes coming on Patreon. Yeah.
Maybe a couple Dr. Foster episodes thrown in.
Dr. Foster, a crowd favorite. Where are we at? Where are we at on Dr. Foster? Am I still the only one, or was there another one?
No, Andrew.
Andrew, that's right.
Yeah, Andrew, that one was really heavy and really deep. So we'll see. I mean, AJ's up next. So
it's only going to get heavier and deeper as we go.
I know. I am stressing about the fact that we have Dr. Foster, which I feel like is the opposite effect that Dr. Foster is supposed to have.
We'll see.
I don't know.
It's like ripping off a Band-Aid.
It's like all of the emotions come out, which is a good thing. It's a positive experience.
It's cathartic, to say the least.
AJ and I have a race coming up in like 2 weeks too. That's gonna be a lot of fun.
I'm so excited. Yes, Mama Tammy will be flying in next week and staying for a few weeks, because not only do we have the Taylor Swift concert, so freaking excited about that, but we also have the springtime surprise. We are doing the 10 miler with Nick, and y'all, I don't know what the costumes look like yet, but we know what they are. And it's going to be iconic. It's going to be great. It's going to be on brand. We're going to go with that. It's going to be very on brand.
The theme for the race is Toy Story. So let your minds wonder what we're undertaking for our race Toy Story? Costumes.
It's Toy Story. So just think on that for a minute.
Yeah.
Woody and Jessie? Be on brand?
No.
Not quite. But I'm so excited for it. No, we cannot be more excited. My mom even found some like charity bibs for the all three races that we could still duel. But like the problem is we also have Taylor Swift on the 14th, which you know is going to be a whole event in
you
itself.
Can miss that.
I did not go through the Great War to not go to this concert. But no, I'm so excited for the concert. The only problem is it's on a Friday, and Friday night it's like 8 to 11 is her set. So then trying to get out of Tampa, trying to get back. You have to be at the races by like 3, 4 a.m. So you just won't sleep. I don't know. We might do it. Just say, why not? You only live once. You'll live.
I mean, when we did when you did Dopey, you were literally like working and then like literally not sleeping and going and running a full marathon the next day. So
correct. Correct.
You can handle this. I believe in you. But I will say, freaking pumped for Eras Tour. I'm going Thursday night, and it's gonna be freaking amazing.
If y'all get right where you left me for your surprise song, I'm fighting. I don't know who I'm fighting, but I'm fighting. But anyways,
I want Out of the Woods. But anyways, we don't have to talk more about Taylor
Swift.
It's
gonna be so
y'all
fun.
Gonna
if
have
y'all
to do
talk
like
about
a recap.
Taylor Swift,
hit us up.
Another a Patreon episode about Taylor Swift.
Yeah, when she comes to Dallas, I got
performing.
Tickets too.
You
oh,
did?
You should go.
No, I don't.
When at Arlington? Oh, I was like, that's literally like this weekend.
No.
LOL.
I'm not.
Good
I'm
times.
Not.
No, Corey, I'm so pumped though.
Corey, you going to Taylor Swift Waco or?
No, what? I'm not. Waco. I'm just, yeah, she's
that didn't make the tour location.
Taking over the Extra Coast Center, all 10,000 seats. It was very exclusive.
Private concert.
Well, is it game day?
I think
are we ready?
It's game day.
All right. I have a rule
Let's
for
get
y'all.
Ready to rumble.
I'll let y'all decide amongst yourselves which of these you would like to do. You could, one, place your cell phones on a surface behind you visible to the camera, or two, or if we want to do that, that's cool. Or two, just keep your hands up when it's your turn.
I don't like keeping my hands up.
All right. Put them cell phones back.
I feel like rules have
two
gotten
cell
even
phones.
Worse.
What is going
I
on?
I have my
here,
work
AJ?
Phone here too. Something to talk about, Dr. Foster. I have a lot of anxiety when it comes to my job, so I keep my work phone on me at all times, so that I can make sure I know what's going on.
We are definitely unpacking that later.
Did y'all hear it just go off? We're just going to silence that real quick. What a
See,
great
that's
start.
Yeah, my work.
I feel like rules have
right
gotten
now.
More enforced and more strict since the cheating allegations. So I don't necessarily appreciate this because we were not all guilty of that, but it's fine. I'll take it.
If one person does it,
you ain't cheating, you ain't
to all
trying.
Y'all. So, I'm actually really proud of you, AJ, because you could have put your regular phone back there and kept your work phone and cheated.
And no one would have ever known.
I would have never known.
It's a new day.
I've done that once or twice.
And I know you're all using laptops. Don't cheat on your laptops. Just let's just have some like respect for each other in the game, please, Corey.
I feel like even if I cheated, I'd still lose. It's been 4 years. There's no chance I even have.
This, unfortunately, is not a cheat-proof game
day. I've gotten all the tips from AJ and everybody else, and I still cannot win a game day to save
my life. It's all right. Corey, throw that phone back there. All right, so this game is going to be the Disney Spelling Bee First Annual Competition.
Oh, no.
The I'm Disney terrible spelling at spelling.
Words that you find in the parks.
Oh, Lord.
The choice is up to you, unless you get it right. And the person after you, the choice is up to the previous person. So we have categories. We have Magic Kingdom Resort Area, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios Resort Area, and then everywhere else. So what you can do, the first person who goes will choose their own category. If you get it, the spelling correct, you get to choose the category for the next person, whether you want them to do an Animal Kingdom Resort word or so on. We'll say the first person to 5 correct words will win this game day. And if we run out of words, whoever's got the most. So one of those is happening first. You will have a timer. It will be regular spelling bee rules. If y'all ever watch, you know, like on ESPN, the spelling bee, you know, I'll give you a pronunciation, noun, verb, adjective. I'll use it in a sentence if you want to use it in a sentence, or I'll tell you where it can be found in the parks if that really helps. But yeah, it should be pretty straightforward. Are we ready?
I don't think so. I feel a little triggered because when I was a kid, I got out on the word banana in the spelling bee.
You didn't go B-A-N-A-N-A?
No. Okay, AJ, I did not have that song when I was a child. So yeah, that song
when
came out.
When did that song come out? I thought that was before my generation. No. I'm using my phone just to Google when this song came out. I need to know. I swear that was way before my time.
Banana, so she's looking at
I didn't have that song. I couldn't sing it. And so
that was Gwen Stefani, right?
Yeah.
This ish is bananas. B. Oh, it's Holla Back Girl.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
The order.
2004. How was it?
Again,
that's later than I thought it did.
Again, yeah, I was not a child in 2004.
That was like my junior year of high school.
I was 13.
Six?
I thought you were a 2000s baby. Anyways.
Almost 98.
All right, Corey, you're going to be first, followed by AJ, followed by Nick. Random selected order. Corey, put the phone up. It's not going to help you anymore, my guy.
Sorry. Throw it back.
Throw it.
I'm not using it.
Get rid of it.
No,
Don't be that person. Don't be that person.
Throw it. We're all present here together. We're all present with each other. Corey.
It's not going anywhere. I'm literally right here.
If your hands come off the screen.
They're not going to come off the screen.
All right, Corey's first word. Well, actually, where would you like to go, Corey? Where would you like to adventure?
Do I get to pick a park or something?
A park resort area, or you can say everywhere else. And
then give me Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios. This is round one, so we're going to not go too crazy on round one. We'd like to get all of y'all on the board first. So, Hollywood Studios, Corey, your word is commissary.
Commissary, the ABC commissary.
That's
right. ABC.
No, you don't have to spell ABC.
Okay.
But yes, say the word, spell the word.
Commissary. C-O-M-M-I.
Oh my gosh.
Hold on. C-O-M. I-S-S-A-R-Y, commissary.
That was incorrect.
Two M's or two S's? Where did I mess up?
There's two M's, two S's. C-O-M-M-I-S-S-A-R-Y, commissary.
You said two M's the first time.
You had it right, and then you changed
I
know, your mind.
Well, but then I went back because I was like, there's no way it could be two M's, two S's. Usually if you got one M, two S's.
I would have gotten it wrong.
That's
disappointed.
Okay.
All right, well... Because you got it wrong, you would have if you got it right, you would have chosen AJ's resort area. But AJ, it is your choice. Where would you like to go?
That's okay.
I don't like any of these. I'm like trying to think of the
just
resorts.
Think of
that
the
might
words
be
associated with each of
just
these places.
A singular resort or like a resort
like
group?
A park resort area. Yeah, I pulled from all kinds of.
Let's do the Epcot resorts.
Epcot. All right.
Oh, that was a bad choice already.
Yeah, I don't that.
Epcot round one, supposed to be
jelly
something
rolls.
You can get Corey, but anyways, round one, AJ, your word is lieutenant.
Oh, what the something you're supposed to get, y'all. I will have you know right now, my best friend spell check.
Oh no.
Lieutenant. L
as in Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant Dan.
Lieutenant the role on Mission Space.
Okay. L U.
Is this your official attempt or are you guessing?
I'm just going to go with it. This is my official. L U I Lu T Luten E N Luten Et. Ooh. L U I T E N E Lieutenant or Lieutenant? Lieutenant. Is it lieutenant? I'm going to go L-U-I-T-E-N-E-T.
Oh,
E-N-T? E-T. Is it E-N-T?
L-U-I. That is lieutenant. Lieutenant is what you spelled as.
That was the part I was most confident about, too.
Is it L-E-U?
Lieutenant
it's L-I-U?
Is L-I-E-U. T-E-N-A-N-T. Lieutenant.
A-N-T? Y'all, fire me. No.
A-N-T.
Listen, though, isn't in the spelling bee, like, and we can maybe start this next round if you want, but don't you, if you get the word wrong, the next person can, like, try to spell it?
I don't know, dude.
Not in this game.
Okay. All right.
Maybe we'll see. If we start running out of words, then yes. But
okay,
right now we've got lots of words. All right, Nick, where would you like to
get none of us are getting them right.
So. This is 0 for 2 and the words are only going to get harder.
I'm telling you right now, I am not a speller and my wife is going to be very disappointed in me because she's an English teacher. So, oops.
No.
Sorry, Francie. I'm going to go Magic Kingdom.
Oh, that is a good choice. Good choice. All right.
Very
the easy one.
Choice.
Oh. That should not be
not
there.
As scary as Animal Kingdom.
Oh yeah, it's true.
I feel like Animal Kingdom is true.
Wait till we get there.
Stay on the deck.
Yeah.
Anyways, all right, Magic Kingdom. The easy word for Magic Kingdom is Caribbean.
Oh, I should know this.
Or Caribbean. Caribbean is pronounced in two different ways.
Okay. Caribbean. C-A-R-I-B-B-E-A-N.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Good
Caribbean.
Job.
Yeah, I thought that was going to be one of those throw you offs. Two R's, two B's.
Yeah.
So you got the one R and the two B's. Gosh.
All right. Well, Nick is on the board, and because he got his right, he gets to choose where Corey's going.
I really want to be a jerk. I'm going to do it. Animal Kingdom.
Do it.
Animal Kingdom. All right.
Oh, gosh.
The easiest word we have for Animal Kingdom, Corey, your word.
Dinosaur.
Is Ikron. As in the proper name for a banshee. In Ikron.
Which is not even a real thing.
But it is spelled the real way. Ikron is your word.
Sorry, let me hold these up. Ikron. I don't know where to begin. Can I have it again in a sentence, please?
Corey journeyed up to the floating mountains to fly on an Ikron in his, well, he left his avatar body behind, you see, and then he got eaten alive by the Ikron. The Ikron eat Corey alive.
I'm just gonna, I have no idea. I'm gonna say I-K-R-O-N. Ikron.
Ooh, so close. That is incorrect.
The Does it start with an E?
I-K-R-A-N.
No. Oh.
I would have gotten that.
Did you
right?
not hear my Baltimore accent I did? I said, it's a really weird Baltimore.
That's okay.
It's
all right.
Really,
AJ's up now. She gets to choose her own.
Let's do
Location.
Magic Kingdom Resorts,
Magic King, well,
which I
Magic
know
Kingdom
is
in the
probably from.
area.
Ah,
Magic
dang it, I
Kingdom
was
the
hoping for
area.
resorts.
The next easiest for Magic Kingdom the area, we have confectionery.
Oh. Confection. Okay, this is the official.
Okay.
C O N con F E C T I O N A R Y. Confectionery.
That is incorrect.
Dang it!
The correct
What
spelling
was it?
is Confectionery.
Oh no, I would have gotten that
Dilly
wrong
darn it.
Airy, airy,
I would have
airy,
said A.
airy.
That's
Confectionery.
obnoxious.
That's
Sectionery.
it is, yeah,
You're
that's a
so
toughie.
close, yet so far.
All right, Nick, it's time to run away with this game. Where would you like to go
Yeah,
next? I heard Animal
right.
Kingdom's got some great
Animal
words.
Kingdom.
Is
Come on.
all of the like easiest words from every place is gone now?
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah,
Okay.
confectionery was our last, like, word that you'd probably use on a regular basis.
Who
I think I want to go
uses the word
Hollywood
confectionery on a regular
every
basis?
time I go to Magic Kingdom.
That's like saying sarsaparilla is something you say on. Oh, is sarsaparilla one of the
No, don't give him
words?
any ideas.
Foreshadowing.
Oh, no.
I don't have
I'm going to go
sarsaparilla.
Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios. Heavy Star Wars influence at Hollywood Studios, which
Oh,
means
boy.
for a lot of fun. Okay. Okay, Nick, your word is charcuterie.
This word's not easy.
It's not supposed to
Charcuterie,
be.
as in at baseline, we love to get some charcuterie and a
It's
pretzel.
a, it's like it's a it's French and it's like it's a strange word. I've had to type it a few
Right.
times before. Yeah.
Oh, a few times. Man, I wish you typed it a few more.
Shut up, Hunter. Charcuterie.
Ready when you are, Phoebe.
Give me a second.
Alicia and
The
Lucy.
children on the spelling bee on ESPN only have 30 seconds. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. Yeah, well, they don't get words like charcuterie.
Oh, they
Actually, they
definitely
probably
do.
get
Probably get
worse.
harder words.
Yeah, worse.
We haven't even gotten into the good ones.
Okay, well, let's just go for it. Charcuterie. Char CU TE RRIE. Charcuterie.
Ooh.
Ooh, incorrect. You added just one extra R.
Ah!
Charcuterie.
Dang it.
Charcuterie. No double R. That's
I was
okay. That's
close.
okay. This is
I'm proud of
good.
my efforts.
This is good. I'm worried I'm gonna start running out of words, but that's okay because now we're going to Corey, and I know Corey's gonna get this one right. Kind of want to just give you the hardest one I have wherever you pick.
Wait, do I get to pick where I
You get
go?
to pick.
All right,
Nick got his
I want
one
to go back to Hollywood Studios. I gotta just stay in
back
my,
to Hollywood
I gotta
Studios.
stay in my
Corey,
place.
we're gonna test your knowledge here.
Okay.
Corey, your word is coaxium.
That's a
I feel like that's not too difficult, is it?
horrible word.
Coaxium? I'd much rather have
Your word
charcuterie.
is coaxium.
Okay, I mean, I just got to go for it here, but C O A X I U M, coaxium.
That is correct.
Yes!
Corey, it's
Look at
tied for
you
the lead.
go!
This could be his first ever game day win. This spelling bee, wouldn't that be a sight? Anyways,
Oh,
Corey, you get to pick AJ's. Where is she going?
jeez.
That'll be Animal Kingdom.
We all knew that was coming.
Ooh, Animal
Lodge.
Kingdom.
Animal Kingdom
Animal
Lodge.
Kingdom Lodge.
Technically, my last name's an Animal Kingdom Lodge, so you could just like make it my last name and give me a freebie.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right, AJ, Animal Kingdom, lots of fun ones to pick here. AJ, your word will be Restaurantosaurus.
I don't even know how to spell restaurant, dude.
Who does, really? Who does? It's the worst.
Restaurant. Oh, so Okay.
Don't get ahead of yourself.
I was sorry. I know. I'm sorry. That was like the worst laugh ever. E. Apologies for everyone's ear.
Restaurantosaurus. E.
Oh. She's the stupidest girl I've ever met. I want Solar spell orange with a D. If you can tell me where that's from, we're best friends. Okay. Oh. Okay. R-E-S-T-U-A-R. Or A-N-T-O Restaurantos S Sor S-O-R I'm so off S-O-R Soros R-O-U-S
That is incorrect.
That was just
it ended early. R-E-S-T-A-U-R. You said U-A-R. R-E-S-T-A-U-R-A-N-T-O-S-A-U-R-U-S. Oh, Restaurantosaurus. Restaurantosaurus. All right. We are to Nick Foster.
Anyways, guys, this has been a fun game day. Until next week.
This one's turning into a beating, but we're going to come out on top. I believe it. The words only get a little harder.
I'm going to go Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom. We're going to speed this up. Your word is Rapunzel.
Okay, Rapunzel. R-A-U. Or no, I'm sorry. R-A-P-U-N-Z-E-L. Rapunzel.
That is correct.
Yes.
Rapunzel. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. All right. See, I told you it was going to turn itself around. You get to pick where Corey goes.
You have to just like go for the word. You can't like think about it too much.
If you think about it too much, you're in jail.
Even if I thought about it, I still wouldn't get it right.
Well, Restaurantosaurus is pretty brutal.
All right, Nick, where is Corey Benty going?
Oh, absolutely. Animal Kingdom.
Animal One. Kingdom. All Ooh, right, Corey. Corey, your word is Maharaja.
I knew it. I was just about to say that. I knew you were going to say that. Okay.
Maharaja.
Okay, hang on. I feel like you have to like go into your photo memory.
Yes.
Right.
You have to picture the sign.
If you see the sign, you gotta see the words and the parts.
Okay. Maharaja, right? That's my is that even one word, first of all?
It's one word.
Okay. M A
What was that about just going for it?
I know. I'm sorry. I'm having a lag in my photo memory. A
lot of test anxiety in this chat right now.
M-A.
All he can see of the sign is M-A.
M-A.
He just went completely blank.
Ma.
M-A. H-A. R-A. J-A. Maharaja.
That is correct. Corey is chasing Nick Foster down.
That's
awesome. Look at you go.
Good job, Corey.
I literally, let me tell you right now, I used to walk off that bridge every day, say what's up to my cast at the entrance of the Maharaja Trail. And then I would go on my lunch break, get my one of the only places at the time on property where you could get the fantastic, incredible jalapeno cheese.
the pretzel.
That's right. That's all right.
I like it. All right, man. Well, Corey, you get to choose where AJ's going now.
All right, AJ Mahalan is going Epcot.
Oh, he's so nice. He's very.
I don't know. Nice. There's a lot of cultures in there.
Epcot. AJ.
Me Mahashita Uza from Japan.
No. Corey, my gosh, AJ. Your word is Akershus.
Bless you. What did you say?
I knew that was going to be one of the words. I knew Akershus. It. That's why I've been avoiding Epcot.
The Royal Banquet Hall.
Yeah, I know what it is. I'm so annoyed.
Yeah, shut up. I know which one. Akershus.
Can I have you say it slower?
AJ's out here like writing she actually knows what it
according
is.
According to the rules, I must say it in a normal cadence. Akershus.
It's just not a normal cadence. Say it like a normal human being who's trying to pronounce it.
I'm not like one of the like master's degree English teachers pronouncing the words at the spelling bee. I'm trying my best.
Akershush. Akershush. Can you use it in a sentence? No, I'm kidding.
Oh.
Okay.
This was
AK.
Probably the easiest.
ER. Okay. Acker. I'm already out. S-C-H-U-A-R-S.
Oh wow! Yeah, you had a good run, and then you went off on a crazy direction.
Wait, the beginning was right.
A K E R S H U S.
Oh, that's it. I thought there were like 10 letters in it.
No, it is not.
Definitely thought there were like 10 letters. Acker-shoots. That's why I kept adding stuff in there. I'm like C U A.
Yeah, you're like, let's see how many letters I can pack in here. All right, Nick Foster. Dang it. Where are you going? Not a lot left in Magic Kingdom. Plenty left in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, gosh.
Where do you want to go?
I feel like Magic Kingdom has been good to me, though, so I got to stick with it.
Okay. Magic Kingdom it is. Nick? Corey, why don't you say this one for me?
Oh, are you going to like text it to me or something?
Narcusis.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, say it, Corey.
If it helped it in the voting, but which, by the way, gosh, y'all just let me down with Rainforest Cafe. I'm honest with you. Okay, but here we go.
Nick, your word is
Narcusis.
Yes. Oh man, this is a difficult one. There's a lot of repeat letters in this one.
Yes, there will be a lot of double up letters for
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, it's also a road in Orlando, but
it anyway. Is
interesting.
Really,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Wow,
Narcusi Road.
Do people live on that road?
Yeah,
I don't know.
There was a tornado there once.
A tornado on Narcusi Road.
Tornado Goosey. Anyways,
new drink at Oga's.
Nick Narcusi. Okay.
Narcusis. NARC. O O S S E E apostrophe S.
That is incorrect. We had one extra E on the end there. It is N A R C O O S S E apostrophe S. Narcusis. Very interesting how they sneak that E in at the end on you. E's.
So they're, wait. There was only one E? I said
only
two.
One E. You said two E's.
Dang it. Man,
one E.
That was close.
That's all right. That's all right. Corey, this is your chance to take the lead, spelling champion. Unfortunately, you will not be attempting Narcusis as much as I wanted you to. But
oh, where am I going?
Where are you going? That's up to you.
Oh, I'm going back to Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios. All right. Corey, your word is Kashyyyk.
Oh man, I know this one.
Kashyyyk.
One
of the many Star Tours destinations. You might find yourself on a planetary excursion to Kashyyyk.
That's not something you that's not something you read, Hunter. That's just something.
Yes,
you
it
hear.
Is.
It's on the posters.
Yes, it is. It's on the posters. They have closed captioning in some of them. They have the reader board with the flight times and where they're going.
Yeah, you don't do your Star Tours with closed captioning? Come on, Corey.
I keep my eyes closed during Star Tours because it makes me
too
sick.
Scary.
No, it just makes me sick. Okay, first of all, thank you.
All right. Kashyyyk.
Sorry. Obviously, my eyes have been up here the whole time.
Yeah, I think there's a computer screen up there.
He has like a poster of all of the Star Wars planets.
Yeah, you've
above.
Got a planetary map above your room. Where's Kashyyyk? Where's Kashyyyk? Outer Rim territories, east or west?
So
I don't know.
I wish I could show you this big giant.
Wow, the Wookiees.
Oh yes, yes. Thank you.
Oh,
you don't? You didn't know Kashyyyk was where the Wookiees lived?
Dang it!
No,
I should have provided any context.
I do.
All right.
It was just
now
in a book I read too. Oh gosh,
you got it, Corey. Ready, set, go.
K E S Hiek.
Kashyyyk. That is incorrect.
Dang it.
Nick, would you like to give it a shot since you said you
sure,
did?
Yeah.
For no points.
Kashyyk.
Ooh.
Very close.
Incorrect
it is,
also.
It is something within there, though.
That's
closer than me.
Kashyyyk. Three Ys in there.
That was literally in one of my literally Heir to the Empire books I just read, too.
The early Empire books. All right, AJ, time for you to get on the board. This game is anybody's game right now.
Oh, where, yeah. Anything but AJ's.
You get your choice of wherever you want to go.
Do we lose points?
No, you don't lose points. We're being nice this game day.
That's good, because we'd all be very negative.
We'd all be negative.
Let's go Animal Kingdom. Why not?
Animal Kingdom. Wow. Okay.
Nothing to lose. Everything to gain.
Impressive, AJ. Impressive.
AJ, Magic Kingdom was the correct answer, but I applaud you with Animal Kingdom. is this the part where you start cheating? I'm kidding. Here's my hands. I just know, like,
wait, my phone
from the musical score episode, if you lose four questions in a row, you by default usually start to cheat. But anyways.
Tendency.
Animal Kingdom Resort Area. AJ, your word is Jiko.
Oh, Jiko. Jiko.
Nice.
Oh, very quick. Very quick with the draw there.
Kaboom,
1 point.
Let's go, baby. Hey, one point.
That was an easy one.
It was an easy one. That was exciting. I just had one of my cast members transfer there.
Okay. Wow. All right. Very nice.
Good job, AJ.
You get to pick where Nick goes, AJ.
Great.
Hey, Nick, come join me in Animal Kingdom, dude.
Oh, there it is.
Wish it could be for Jiko.
Sorry.
Boma.
Now it's going to be like something crazy.
Quaterini. That's a good one.
Stop. Nick Foster.
Oh, no.
Your word. I need to get this out. Excuse me. Excuse me.
Oh, no.
Your word is Compsognathus.
What is that?
It's the dinosaur.
It's the tiny dinosaurs in Dinosaur.
Compsognathus.
Compsognathus.
Nathus. I definitely said naked.
Compsognathus.
Are you freaking kidding me? She got Jiko, and now we've got whatever the heck you're saying.
Honestly, your comments prior to this made me gravitate towards this word a little bit, to be honest.
Wow, because I said Jiko was easy, jerk. Oh my
god. If you insult the game insults back.
Oh my gosh. Okay, can you use it in a sentence, please?
As you are escaping an asteroid storm? A meteor shower. As you are escaping the meteor shower in your time rover, you come across an unfortunate encounter with Compsognathus.
I don't even know what you're saying, really. Say it one more time.
Sorry, I'm a little nasally right now.
Yeah, it's not helping. I'm just kidding.
Compsognathus. I don't feel like that was a good one.
Oh my gosh. Compsognathus. All right, we're just going to go for it. Compsognathus. I don't even know if what I'm hearing is actually like what the word is.
Compsognathus.
Compsognathus.
Oh
no.
That was amazing, but incorrect. The correct spelling is Compsognathus. Everything except the P. Compsognathus.
Compsognathus. I didn't hear the P in your enunciation.
Compsognathus.
Yeah, Compsognathus.
I think the P is a little less. I need to pull up.
You don't even know. You don't even know how.
To be honest, I should have pulled up like the little Google thing where it shows it in like the different spelling. What is that called? Someone will tell me.
I was doomed from the beginning.
Compsognathus. Now you all know. Corey, you get to pick where you want to go.
Sucks.
Where am I going? Where am I going? Just take me back to Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios again.
I want to be very predictable through this episode.
We only have two more words in Hollywood Studios. Corey, your word is Toy Dog. I just gave myself a tongue twister. Stop, stop. Your word is Toydarian.
It's what? That's a great word, Hunter. Great choice of word, Hunter.
It's toward. It's my God.
You've said it three different ways, times.
Stop, stop, everybody. Stop. I'm gonna do it right this time. Okay, forget about all the other ones. Stop laughing. Toydarian. Toydarian.
Give me an dude. Put this in a sentence.
As you walk through the streets of the Blackspire Outpost, you may come across the Toydarian Trader's Depot.
Oh.
He sells like the little like stuffed animals that are like legit stuffed animals, the Star Wars ones, you know what I mean? Over by the actual Blackspire. Yeah.
Gosh, that's tough, man.
That's tough. That's a toughie. He's coming back to Hollywood Studios. Why do you do that?
I know exactly where you are. I know Star Wars is, and that's even Galaxy's Edge is a hard one. Toydarian. I mean, I don't know.
You just got to go for it. It's your own words.
Toydarian. Toydarian.
That is correct.
Oh, yes.
Toydarian.
Amen.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
That is correct. Corey is now in the lead with 3 points, two away from victory.
Oh my gosh.
And he gets to choose where AJ is going next.
She's going back to Epcot.
Epcot. Oh, wow. Okay.
Probably better than Animal Kingdom.
Epcot. AJ, your word is hydroponic.
Can you hydroponic. Use it in a sentence?
In living with the land, you may come across some tasty strawberries that are being grown with a unique method called hydroponic planting.
Hydroponic. Hydro. Ponic. Ponic. Okay. Hydroponic. Ponic.
That is correct. You are now tied with Nick Foster.
Let's go.
With two job, points. AJ. Hydroponic. Very good. Very good. And you get to choose where Nick goes. He hasn't had that happen to him very often this episode.
Join me in Epcot. Why not?
Ooh,
all
Epcot.
Right. All right.
All right. Nick, your word is ratatouille.
Okay.
You can do it.
Okay. Ratatouille. Ratatouille. Ratatouille.
That is correct.
Yes!
Ratatouille. Three for Nick. Three for Nick. And you choose where Corey is going. Time to step
up. I'm sending Corey to Epcot.
Epcot.
Party at Epcot.
Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Your word is beer garden. Oh.
I feel good about it. I just don't want to get two of the letters mixed up. Is common things before other letters? Or is that a thing in Germany?
You just got to go for it, man.
I know exactly what
beer you're talking garden.
I don't know, man. This is so messed up. Beirgarten.
I before E.
Come on, does it still apply? Dang it.
Always applies, even right. In German.
Dang it, man.
Beirgarten. You just
I would have had it.
E
mixed
dang
up. It, man. Just go with proper English people. Come on.
I wanted you to get it, but English? I didn't want you to get it, Corey. Gosh,
all right, AJ, where are you going?
I'm German, to Magic Kingdom. Oh boy.
Kingdom. Magic Kingdom. Okay. All right, AJ, your word is Polynesian.
Oh no, this is gonna be so embarrassing if I get this wrong.
The neighbor hotel, just to the just P-O-L-Y,
Polynesian. Polynesian. Okay, P-O-L-Y, Polynesian. I almost said S. And Polynesian. Yeah.
That is correct. I was worried. Yes. You had the A and the I a different direction for a second. Polynesian.
She's coming back.
I was worried there too, friends.
She's now
don't worry,
tied
took me about...
for the lead. What is happening here?
Oh, geez. Y'all, I'm the worst speller ever. It took me like 3 months just to remember how to spell contemporary correctly.
Yeah, I'm not a good speller either.
And I know what you're thinking at home listening. Hey, guys, AJ just got the last three correct. I think she's cheating. Well, maybe she is. I don't know.
How would I be cheating? I have my hands up, my phone's behind my head.
I'm just saying.
If y'all could see this, you could see me looking like a crazy person with my phone
cheating.
On each
she's
shoulder.
Not cheating. But you get to choose where Nick is going.
Let's do Animal Kingdom again.
Animal Kingdom.
I hate this.
Nick, your word is Kusafiri, as in the Kusafiri coffee shop and bakery.
I don't even know where that is.
I'm pretty sure it's in...
Is that the Starbucks? No, it's not.
No, that's Creature Comforts.
Yeah.
Kusafiri coffee shop and bakery is
in... Is that like a Joffrey's?
Africa.
This place doesn't even exist.
It's in Africa. It's in Africa. It's where it's to the left just after Tiffin's.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, right before it's as you're going towards Kilimanjaro, it's to the left.
All right, I'm going to need a second.
Kusafiri. I'm giving you 7 seconds to be precise.
Excuse me. Kusafiri. C O U S A F E R I.
That is incorrect. The correct spelling is K U S A F I R I. Kusafiri.
Cool.
Cool.
That's so funny. All right, Corey. Back to you. You get to choose wherever you're going now. Are you just going to finish out? There's only one remaining for Hollywood Studios. Wow. I would never have thought. All right. Your word is meatloaf, as in prime time. No, I'm just kidding. It's not meatloaf. I'm kidding.
I was about to be so ticked off.
Your word is potato, as in potato land.
Potato.
Okay. For real, though. Your word is Chandrila, as in the Chandrila collection aboard the Galactic Star Cruiser.
Why is everything out of Galaxy's Edge, Hunter?
That's, I mean, a lot of the other words are pretty easy. You want Andy's Toy Box? Like, Brown you want to spell that? Mania? Barbecue? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you should do some like more like specific things.
This is pretty specific. Chandrila.
Like, you know, if you pick something like on the front of the Tower of Terror, like are all the letters there on the tower? Something like that would be really cool.
Can you spell Tower of Terror with only the letters that are lit?
No. But like actually using a game of like photo memory would be pretty cool. Like what is there?
If you go on Galactic Star Cruiser, you see a sign that says Chandrila.
Oh, well, he says with his pinky up, having been on Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yeah, I've been on Star Cruiser, bro.
Well, if you peons have been on...
You said the word is... Let me just get this correct out of my mouth. Chandrila.
That is correct.
Chandrila.
Chandrila.
Gosh, it's going to be... I don't care. Chandrilla. Chandrila.
Oh, that was very close, but incorrect.
That's fine.
The correct spelling is C-H-A-N-D-R-I-L-A. You keep doubling up the L's there.
I didn't say double L, Hunter.
Yes, you did. You so did.
No, I didn't, man. Yes,
you did. All right.
No, read it. Roll it back. It was a
Hollywood Studios is.
I lagged.
Hollywood Studios is done. Hollywood Studios is done. AJ, it is your turn. You choose where you go. We're running. We're running out of words.
We're running out of words. Let's do. Let's do Animal Kingdom.
Wow. Okay.
If she gets an easy word for this, and I just got like,
I just want something from Kilimanjaro.
Nathus.
Okay. AJ. Corey, you're going to have to look for the really quiet pause in the episode. Yes. Yes, you have to. Because AJ's headphones ran out of battery. You're dead. Oh, hello? I was whispering.
Sorry, I think I rested my head on the phone and it hit my power button and it turned my headphones on.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Okay. There we
or
go.
Or she did that as she was prepping her screen.
No, I didn't hear the word.
We're
in Animal Kingdom.
Google. Anyways.
Dun, dun, dun. No, all I right. have no idea what the word was.
Animal Kingdom.
Kilimanjaro. Kwaherini. Come on, give me something good.
Ooh, that'd be a good one. Too bad it's not it. Your word is Anandapur.
Mm. Oh, like, okay.
As in the town.
She
says
it
with
time?
Such confidence. Like, oh, obviously. Well,
Anandapur.
Anandapur. A-N-A-N-D-A-P-U-R. Anandapur.
That is correct.
Yes! I just did the backstage tour for this.
Oh my gosh, she's a cast member. She sees these words way more often.
I just did the backstage tour for Expedition Everest. If you had asked me to spell Expedition, I would have gotten it wrong. But I just did the tour for Expedition Everest, and I became obsessed with the story of Anandapur. So I'm glad. I just got to see that everywhere. So I pulled out that mental image, baby.
AJ is one away from winning. What a turnaround here. Okay. Anyways, I'm not going to say anything about cheating, but you've gotten four.
You
row,
know
right?
I'm.
That's amazing. All right, you Gico. Get to choose where Nick
Gico.
Is going.
She didn't have to cheat on Gico.
Okay, I was trying to give her first correct answer. My God.
Yeah, that's
got me
happened.
On a roll, baby. Got that confidence up, and here we go. Pop, pop, pop.
All right, all AJ, right. Where's Nick going?
Nick Foster, you know the deal. Come join me in Animal Kingdom.
Oh, great. Here's
Animal
my word.
Kingdom. Nick, your word is Kidani.
Oh, there you go.
Hmm.
Oh. Oh. Doesn't... Don't Kidani. Think about it too much. Kidani. As in the village.
Know. Yeah.
The vacation club resort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal Kingdom area.
Yeah, Kidani Village. It's like the DVC rooms, right?
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah. Not the Jumbo House.
Right.
Kidani Village.
Okay. I feel like I'm overcomplicating it, so I think I'm just going to go with like what is simple.
Okay.
K-I-D-A-N-I. Kidani.
That is correct.
Yes!
You were. You made that much more complicated, I feel
yeah,
like,
yeah,
in
yeah.
your head.
I
All
did.
Right. You're at four. Corey, oh, this man. Is your chance to get to four also. Everyone
Corey, I need you
away.
To get it right so that you can give AJ a really tough place.
But
I gave myself Animal Kingdom. Come on.
See, the thing is, Nick gets to choose where. I will throw out there, we have some for Magic, Epcot, Animal Kingdom, and everywhere else still has not been touched.
Oh, true.
Everywhere else still has not been touched. But anyways.
I'm going to give Corey... I'm trying to be strategic here. Yeah, let's go everywhere else.
Everywhere else for Corey. All right, Corey.
Spell typhoon.
Your word is what? Are you ready? Oh, you're getting the child to help you. Okay. Child watch. Anyways, Corey, your word is Ghirardelli.
Oh, that's a good one.
I literally knew you were just getting ready to say this. I literally knew you were getting ready to say this. Okay. Ghirardelli. Okay.
So you know this? You get these a lot at the grocery store?
No, no. I had a feeling because I was thinking like, oh gosh, if we go to Disney Springs, like what word is that complicated? All right. Ghirardelli. I'm not getting, I swear if I get these letters wrong, I am going to say LLI this time. Ghirardelli.
That is correct.
Yeah.
There's two right. R's. Oh, I didn't
know. It's a weird R-A-R.
A-R-D-E-L-L-I. Ghirardelli.
Yeah.
Gosh, everybody have a child.
Ooh, it works. 4 points all around. And Corey, you get to pick where AJ's going. They're not helping.
She's going everywhere else.
Everywhere else.
Oh, well, it's just going to be like, spell Lego. This is for the win.
Dang. This Why? All right, let's try four? It. Yeah. Let's try it. Are you
it's
ready?
So freaking easy.
Messed up.
I feel like this is hard for the normal person, but it might not be for AJ.
For the normal person?
Ticked already.
Okay. I got to say it. This is the longest word I have for this one. AJ, your word, AJ.
Which means there's a lot of like.
Is catch a kitty.
Like catch a kitty creek.
Like catch a kitty creek.
Oh, that doesn't mean I know how to spell
in
it.
In Typhoon Lagoon.
C-A-T-C-H, catch a K-I-D-D-I-E, catch a kitty.
That was fast. That is also incorrect.
Dang, it okay, was what was it?
K-E-T-C-H, A. K-I-D-D-E-E. Catch a kitty.
You were close.
They made
it
sound
how,
like
the normal words would have been.
That's an interesting name for a creek.
Yeah, because the thought process is the parents are supposed to be at the end catching the kitty. You know what the parents do? Go off and have a drink while they expect the lifeguards to be babysitting their kids.
Oh.
Anyways.
Oh. We spent more time watching
the kids than watching the signs. So that's why I didn't know how to spell it.
Nick, I've got her primed for Dr. Foster. She's got the trauma. She is ready.
Unlocked.
We're bringing it back.
All right. Well, Nick, you get to choose where you're going. And
oh, man.
You have 4 points. So if you get it right, you win.
Gosh,
okay, let's go Magic Kingdom.
Ooh.
Oh, that's not a good reaction.
It might actually be a good reaction, to be honest, because we're running out of words.
No harm, magic.
Okay. Nick, your word for the win. Gasparilla.
Ooh.
Gaspy baby. I'm a Tampa native. If I get this wrong, I'm going to be
Ooh.
So ticked
off. This is unfortunate.
Okay, G Gasparilla. G A.
Make that a sound bite, please.
G A S P A R I L L A. Gasparilla.
That is correct.
Yes.
And your winner.
Whoa.
Nick. Well, he Whoa. Was. Corey, you went first, buddy. You
was
the
last
chance. He was last.
I'm really thankful I got a Spanish word to finish it all out.
Yeah,
correct. The Tampa native got the Tampa event for his word.
Yeah, the German guy didn't.
This
get
makes
the
up
beer
for the
garden.
Gico.
Hold on. It was between that or PhilharMagic were the last two I had.
Literally what you said, AJ.
It's literally what I said was PhilharMagic. Was
I, feel like
P-H-I-L-L-A-R magic.
I feel like you would have gotten
R-Magic.
Yeah, P-H-I-L-L-A-R-M-A-G-I-C.
Never mind, you would have gotten it wrong. There's only
Oh,
one
dang.
Oh, not Corey looking at his new PhilharMagic
Corey looking
pin.
At the pin. No, I had PhilHar left, Epcot left. I had Phoenicians, Schoferhofer, and Tsingtao. The beer at Nine Dragons.
Yeah, how do you spell that? Because that's like
T-S-I-N-G-T-A-O. Silent T.
Yeah.
Tsingtao.
If I would have thought about that real hard, upsetting. I probably would have gotten that one.
And then what was left in Animal Kingdom was Iguanodon and Calypso. And then on everywhere else, I had Cowabunga, Toboggan, and Amorettes.
Ooh, Amorettes is a good one.
Amorettes, Amorettes.
Amorettes. That's it. Yeah.
Oh, just kidding. I would have gotten that wrong.
I got the creative. I got the spelling juices flowing with the crew again, guys. Y'all started off really, really bad. And
really
improved.
Bad.
Honestly, some of those words, kudos to you, because some of those words were extremely challenging. You did a great job, Hunter.
Oh, that was a great game day.
Fun game day. I competed. I'm happy.
Corey actually was present on this game day, which I am proud of.
Thanks, man. I felt good. I felt right.
Yeah, you were. I mean, the game would have been in your hands if I got Gasparilla.
Literally. I was
whenever
right
you
on
said
it. If it wasn't for a couple
L's, like, it's over. He knows.
A couple L's, a couple M's, and proper English would have won me and totally wiped the floor tonight.
Little I before E and some double L's and some. Yeah, you've struggled.
Gosh, it's
on
messed up, man.
Narcoosies and charcuterie are going to haunt me for a while. I'm going to think about that.
Yeah,
beer garden is going to definitely haunt me for sure. That's where I get the most flack.
Beer garden. You even had the T. I thought you were going to go D.
Oh no, I felt good. I'm telling you, I felt good about it, but I was like thinking it was like some sort of like German beer and really emphasizing the E or something.
Yeah. Emphasizing not, the I actually, but yeah,
it's messed up, man.
It's all right. That's all right. Well. That's been this episode of 100 Game Day. Thank you all for competing. Thank you for listening. Any final words? Nick, you are the champion, so you get 30 seconds to say whatever you want. Any cause you'd like to support or, you know.
I want to thank my competitors for their hard work. AJ, way to make a comeback. Corey, best game day you've played in for a while. The Child, super thankful for you as well. Thanks for being Corey's emotional support.
Luke, he's talking his child. Okay. I thought you were talking about Luke.
Your children.
The Child, you did great.
No, they're sleeping. And Hunter, great job.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, guys. It's been fun.
It was fun. We'll see y'all next week. Who knows what we're going to do? We'll spin the wheel. Have another episode for you coming soon. But yeah, for now, it's bye-bye.
It's time to put on my Dr. Foster glasses.
The doctor is in the office.
It's time to jump on an Ikron and fly.